Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julio
and Jojo Rose.
We invite you to enter into ecological equanimity in the unified field of spacious unknowing.
We open and awaken to broaden your access to the soul rhythm in all of us.
We engage in the pilgrimage inward to feel the infinite love that beats in the rhythm of our collective soul.
We will guide you to new horizons and infinite love during our Inquire Within segment to accept that you create your field.
I create my field.
And together, we create the unified field. Spacious Unknowing Network
with Julio
and Jojo Rose starts now. Welcome to Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul. Today is Make Light of the Darkness with Conscious Love. No matter what circumstance shows up in your life to derail you, a gentle pause with a deep breath into your heart of hearts gives itself up to you. I'm Jojo Rose.
And I'm Julio Rose. And today, I really want to start with a bit of a disclaimer. For me, there is no past or future. It's all living right here, right now. So I will begin by saying that I was writing some years ago in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was writing some stories, and they just were popping out onto the whatever I was using at the time. There was no computer. And I stopped in the middle of it and went, these are stories from my childhood. So am I there now? Where am I? Am I in that story then at that age? Am I here sitting in this chair today, now? And I really was in a deep quest. What? And I know it was for me to understand, you know, that it's all right here and it's in consciousness, and I lived it and breathed it and was in it, and now I am writing it. And so that was a really nice understanding that I received. And even though I had lived in it, I didn't know that until I was in that inquiry. So that's how I'm beginning, because this today I want to share something that happened to me when I was 14. I was going into high school, and I only had two outfits, and they weren't interchangeable like clothes can be sometimes. And I really didn't know what to do. My mother worked two shifts as a waitress. I did not want to ask her, but I didn't want it to be a mother problem either. So I went in with it, and I really went deep inside. And it took me 3 days, because I really wanted to understand, what was this for? What was it about? What was it that I needed to understand right now? And I received that to only accept something from somebody who loved me and gave me the gift. And so I said, oh, okay. I didn't know what that meant, but I knew I'd find out. So the next day, Anna, my best friend, invited me to her home. And when I went there, she said, come on, let's go up to my bedroom. And we did. And all over her bed were all these clothes. Now, I hadn't said a word to anybody, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, my uncles, whatever, nobody, and not to Anna. So her mother was Anna's mother was a department store buyer for clothes, and she often would get clothes for Anna to try and see if people that, you know, she hung around with liked and would buy them from the department store. And so Anna said, come on, we're having a party. We're having a try on clothes party.
Oh, yeah, I'm up for that.
So we did. We tried on the clothes and it was fun. And then we'd exchange, you know, she'd try on the ones I had already tried on. And we kept going until they were all tried on. And there was a lot of clothes there. And so she said, now pick what you want and take it home and wear them and then bring them back and take another group. So we were exchanging her clothes.
Yes.
And that was, I mean, such a gift to me that she knew nothing about what I had been in, you know. And it was so touching. And her family was so wonderful. So it wasn't only Anna, it was her whole family. They took me on trips, and I, you know, that was like delightful to me. So we went to the ocean, and you know, Maine has a lot of rock bound coast, but I'd never seen it, so it was wonderful. So there were a lot of happenings with her family that were joyful and delightful, and I had been asking to really pay attention when I was with my friends and their families to what I might like to be in when I grew up. And I had loved that my family had always sat at the dinner table to eat, but there was nobody there much now except me and my younger sister and brother. So, and I was the cooker. I think I was in the cooker. Anyway, I enjoyed it. And so from there, it just occurred to me that we have to be good receivers. And I have met so many people who aren't willing to receive. And I have learned how to speak to that because I learned it as a teenager, and I think I was always a good receiver, but that was a new kind of, you know, movement. And so when I was a senior, I had a total different one where I had to buy all of my cheerleader clothes for senior year. And I didn't know how I was going to do that. So in bed at night, which is when I did my work, I said, okay. And I decided, I started looking over all the things that I would need. And I realized, oh, well, I work, I have money, and they don't all have to be purchased at once. So I can do this. And so I was happy because that was loving me. And that was gifting me with what I needed. And so it kind of took a turn that I could understand. And I realized that, okay, there's many different forms of receiving from love. And so it served me all my life. And that's why I'm speaking of it now. It isn't that I return to that place and try to copy it. It just builds on itself as I have become the age I am now. And it really is a way of life with no expiration date. It really is, you know, we know that in nature there are fractals. Well, there are fractals in us as well. And I've been doing a course with a woman who teaches the way that temples were built in all kinds, all parts of the world. And she's so intelligent about really learning about the underground as well as the way it's connected with the stars and the heavens, and really has a clear picture. And I recognize that, yeah, we have the fractals in buildings. She shows them in the temples. Some of them have spires that are repeated.
Yes.
And speaks of the repeatableness of a fractal. And we have them inside. And that's very clear now, now that people speak of fractals more frequently. And it does change our frequency, actually. So that's been a beautiful course to take, because for me, everything she says, I know from the insides.
Yeah.
And it's the same. It's the very same. And I love that. I love learning, because I always find ways to take it home that are delightful. Mm-hmm. So, yes. And
yeah. It's, you really show that in your life, exactly what you're speaking of, that no matter what may be out here, you always bring it home in here for a deeper understanding.
Yeah.
And that's how, what you were saying at the beginning, there is no back there, there is no there. Yeah. It's all right here and now.
Consciousness. Yeah.
Yes.
And so I don't go to memory. I really am in consciousness. So it comes to me fresh today, fresh and clear today. And that's what I love about life. And definitely that's true. To have learned something like I did as a teenager has been really alive and real to me my whole life. And I really felt it. Like, I really need to say this out loud. Yeah. Because other than writing the book, I never talk about any of these things, except since we've had the podcast, the talk show.
Yes.
And so it's been really interesting to me to say these things, because they're so kind of in private, you know, really private. And I'm, yeah, so now I'm an open book. And I pray someone opens my book to read it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're, in what I've read in your book, it is filled with all that you are saying. It's here and now.
Yeah.
Present. Not ever bringing an understanding that was a week ago into today and just using that carte blanche, but wanting to understand it in a new way today, because
truly, and it's never, I never take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. If somebody has been kind to me, and I'm thankful, but don't look for them to continue to, you know, it's not about that ever. Mm-hmm. It's really being thankful for this moment. And there's always something else that arises that wouldn't if I was stuck to something.
Right.
Because stickiness is stickiness. And stuck means you're not moving.
Yeah.
So I really like staying free of, spacious unknowing really is that. Mm-hmm. It's spacious and it's unknowing of what is happening here to take inside and get to know how to move, how to live, how to be with it. And that's makes for a very rich life. And I am deeply thankful for it.
And I am deeply thankful that you are here and you share your life so graciously in the Spacious Unknowing Network.
Mm-hmm.
And it is such a gift. It's such a gift to begin to understand this life. And you being the example of that for me helps me to aspire to this life every day. And
I noticed
being vigilant with the things that sometimes, you know, but it's so worth it. Mm-hmm. It's knowing I can go in here and receive responses in here and here is unlike anything I have ever been in my life. So I thank you for this life.
Thank you. So sweet.
It's ongoing. It's just, it's every day. And now that I'm in this life, to see the wonder and the beauty of the things that have been in my life, mm-hmm. even the things that seemingly were uncomfortable. No, that's all been worth it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. There's no time to waste on wrong and bad and mm-mm. victimhood, and no time to waste. So Spacious Unknowing Network really is a soul directive for identity transformation. And when a person identifies with all of what I just said, mm-hmm. bad and wrong and, you know, all of that, that's, they really think that's who they are. Mm-hmm. And of course it isn't, but as long as they live in it and feel that way, it is to them.
Yes.
And everything in their life shows them that they're right. And so in this life, there is no such thing. And identity is really a transformative continuum. Mm-hmm. Every day, movement, flow, away we go. And it's always fresh and new and delightful. So, it's, and I love soul directives. I've had them since I was 3. And mm-hmm. every 3 years, without a moments slipped away from it, mm-hmm. I had a soul directive that was so timely and has lived in me all these years. And it's as relevant today, each of them, mm-hmm. as it was when I received it. And that to me is what a soul directive is. It's tangible, it's mm-hmm. present, it's real. It's filled with the wonder of life. Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo. It really is filled with it. So this is JoJo's and my last talk show with Transformation Talk Radio. And it's our final talk here. We are going on to do some more elsewhere. So we'll talk about that later. Right now, I want to thank every single solitary person in this team, beginning with Jessica, such a sweet lady. Thank you so much, Jessica, for your sweetness and kindness and love for us. And we love you. And Dr. Pat, and we love Dr. Pat, and Linda, and Lydia, and Kim, and have we missed anyone?
I don't believe so. Those have been the people that have really been with us consistently from the beginning until now.
Yep.
And I would like to add, thank you, Jessica. Every time I see your smiling face, you bring such joy to my heart. Always so present with us and for us, and just heart sweetness. Thank you. Dr. Pat.
I want to jump in and just acknowledge you both, okay? Because this has been a journey, and you two have showed up and transformed and shared so many powerful stories and messages, and it has been an absolute honor to know you, to hear you, to see this grow and expand. So thank you,
Jessica. That means a lot.
Yes,
thank you.
It does. Thank Dr. Pat for being so present with us and showing us pretty much the ropes from the get-go and the way that we needed to come in and hone our skills with this, because we were brand new to it when we first came in. And it's, thank you, Lydia, for being our producer up until a few weeks ago, and just always having a smile on your face, and Kim, and the way that you were present with us for the database and getting information in that we needed. And Linda, every time we talked to you, we always had lots of laughs. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to again thank you, because I wouldn't be able to be in this talk show without you. And thank the team for the way that this platform has allowed me to grow and be really present with you. So I'm grateful, very grateful.
I am too. There we are.
Yes.
Both of us. Yes, 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 yes. It works.
It does work.
It's really wonderful. And that we're together in this is a joy.
It is.
And truly, you know, you said earlier what you said, but you have done the inner work, mm-hmm. gotten to know your inner working so that you have that network working yes. with you for your emotional stability, your mental clarity, your spiritual acuity, and your psychological life intact. So mm-hmm. you've been working to learn and let come on board or online all of those parts of you that weren't available to mm-hmm. you before. And the and harnessing, learning to harness the fire for your emotions so that you could understand mm-hmm. yourself better
yeah.
and not react but mm-hmm. respond. It's just been a wonder, JoJo, to behold this. And you are my bellwether, you know, because I've done a lot of healing work with people. I've done a lot through all my life, but I did wonder if there was someone who could stay with the work mm-hmm. and sustain themselves in mm-hmm. the work long enough to get it for themselves, so they didn't need what I have to say or be mm-hmm. with them, that they would have it here and allow for it to arise and mm-hmm. guide them. And so it's been such a wonderful,
Well, and I want to add to that with what you said earlier about soul directive for identity transformation, yeah. because my soul called me to mm-hmm. be here with you. And I've said it on several shows. I didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. I just knew that I had to come. I had to follow that soul rhythm, mm-hmm. that soul calling. Mm-hmm. That, and to understand now, like you said, the spiritual acuity, the emotional stability, the mental clarity, and the psychological life intact that I was so far and away from mm-hmm. when I first came here.
Yeah.
That it's beyond gratitude, because this is a life that, truthfully, I never dreamed I could live in and have. Mm-hmm. And now I know the genuine truth of it, and the love of it, and the deep breath of life and creation in it.
The word, yeah.
The word, yes.
And learning to speak for yourself, that's been yes. huge. Vision, very. Voice, mm-hmm. yeah. And now you have a vision.
I do.
So would you like to share it with all of us?
Sure. So I mentioned it on the last show, but my vision comes from all of many life happenings beginning from my childhood and my love for fitness. But more than that, it's my love for focus, my love for the breath of life, my love for the flow, the spacious unknowing network that as a child I did not understand. Today I do. So I am called into a work that I did several years ago, but now I have a deeper understanding of it. And it is fun, fit, focus. So I'm going to stop there for a moment. Years ago, when I worked with children and my focus was for them to feel love, the kind of love that I have always received from you and in here at moments, from that deep breath, their lives changed in many ways. Mm-hmm. And they gave me the name, the breathing lady. So Fun Fit Focus Leadership with the Breathing Lady is coming to life again in me and with me in the community and online. And that is my new, that is what I'm moving into and am now currently in.
And you will have a show of that when you're ready.
Yes, I will. Yes. A podcast and a TV show when I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we speak of new human beings, or I do, new human being and new world. Well, that's only possible when a human being decides that they'd like to transform their life, mm-hmm. like from the outside in and the inside out, because that's how it works. And how it works best is mm-hmm. to be willing to do the work connected with mm-hmm. those changes, because they don't stay if the inner workings are not understood. Yeah. There's nothing to continue with mm-hmm. or in. So to have someone no longer identifying with the negative sounds mm-hmm. and able to turn their self-talk into transmuted into love talk mm-hmm. is really grand. And what happens is you become a new human being every mm-hmm. day from here on. You're not going to go backwards. Mm-hmm. That is certain. And then you're creating a new world by being with children and taking it to middle school and teenagers, meaning those ages.
Yes.
And to adults. So that's creating a new world, a world of people who can love each other in brand new ways. And they already love, or they wouldn't even want to let their children be with you. But there's an addition, there's always added something mm-hmm. when people allow their children to be with other people.
Yes.
And learn some new things and some new ways to be. And oftentimes when I was doing work with families, I recognized that I worked with the mother. Mm-hmm. And the mother is the one who the husband would say, "What are you doing? Whatever you're doing, I want it." So the father came because of the mother. And the children, of course, mm-hmm. are benefited by having two parents who really do value transformation or change, mm-hmm. changing their life, changing their mind, changing their heart. And so it's a real, for every person who transforms mm-hmm. their own identity and no longer identify with mm-hmm. negative and pushiness and, you know, just not caring for themselves mm-hmm. or others in ways that they don't yet know, really. That's where it comes from. And then the new identity with the spiritual acuity, all of what you said, mm-hmm. and the practice of it.
Yes.
Because that's a daily learning.
Yes, it is.
To practice the big smile from inside, the love for whomever you're with. And that's, you know, there are moments of slippery slope and you come mm-hmm. right back, because that slippery slope doesn't stay there.
Yeah.
And so it's such a wonder, because a lot of people speak of a new world, but I don't know what ideas they have about it. For me, it's that identifying mm-hmm. with our real truth of our life is creating the new human being. Mm-hmm. Each person has to do that for themselves.
Yes.
Yes, they are given sounds and awareness and, you know, shown when they're headed in the direction that they've usually lived mm-hmm. in, because that's necessary in the beginning. But then when they actually do the inner work with it, mm-hmm. it becomes less and less needed from someone else, because they're attentive and noticing mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. themselves like you do. And it's such a gift, because that gift keeps on giving.
Yeah,
it just keeps on giving. When you go forth and are with the children, I know how much the children changed when you were with mm-hmm. them in 2010, and you couldn't sustain it then, mm-hmm. but now you're ready to be present and sustain it with them, with new children.
New, yes.
And it's just so, so wonderful to me. And to you, mm-hmm. I know you're happy to be here.
I am.
To be ready for your work and your being present with others, for their your willingness to love no matter what. And I call it selfless service to inner being. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying my inner being, your inner being. I'm saying inner being, because everyone has one. So it calls for selfless service because we're not looking for anything from them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are able to receive it because they can, because there's no attachment to them,
right?
Then they really share it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a rich way to live.
Yes.
And it's not an easy one to get to.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean, unless the person does their own inner work,
right,
and allows it to come online for them, mm-hmm. and then practices it, because it's a daily practice, as I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly have the ability,
yes,
to be in that. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is very cool. And I, you know, right now we need to take a break,
okay,
but I would like to continue in this when we come back from break.
Sounds good to me.
All right, we'll see you soon. Welcome back to Spacious Unknowing Network. I'm JoJo Rose.
Julie O. Rose.
Before the break, we were speaking on Spacious Unknowing Network and people really understanding what that means and the inner workings in their own life and all of that. And so you were speaking of something, and I shared what I'm going to be moving into. But what I want to share is part of the importance of being in this talk show with you is, one, having my voice. But for so long, for so many years, and part of what I felt coming here is that I would always be in a work with you,
mm-hmm.
like by your side.
Mm.
And there were times where that was okay. And then there were other times where I kind of took it out a little bit and had that attachment mm-hmm. to it.
Yeah.
Now to be here and to know my soul rhythm and my soul work feels so wondrous.
Yes.
And to know that you'll be in a work and in the continuum of, will you please share what you are going to be in now?
Yeah. Well, I was gifted with a channel on Transform Your Life TV. So it's a TV, streaming TV show, and I will have people coming to be in it also. And you, of course, will be with your Fun Fit Focus.
Yes.
And many others that we're meeting. So it really is just kind of fell into our lap, which happens when you're really in your work and it's working,
yes,
and you know that you have to move on, but you're really not sure exactly mm-hmm. what that means or how that's going to show up.
Yeah.
And something always comes. That's the way my life has mm-hmm. always been. And I know it's time for you to have that happen for you as well.
Yes.
And that you've watched that happen with me.
Yes, I have.
And you've had your moments of, you know, jealousy and all those things.
Oh, yes.
And not understanding how it works so well for me. I think part of it is you had to come here to find out.
I did have to come here to find out. Yeah. And beholding it and yet no understanding whatsoever.
Right.
Well, how does that?
Yeah. Like, and for you, my life looked so easy. And it is easy, but it's easy because whatever happens out here, I do not stick to it and
right.
act like it's a big drama that I have to take care of.
Right.
I go know exactly how to be,
mm-hmm.
and it dissolves, or I have to just say something or do something with it. calmly, quietly, and truthfully. Mm-hmm. And that's a way of life. And so it all looks very easy. And for me, it is. Mm-hmm. But nobody knows what makes it easy unless they want to know, right, and they want to learn. Yeah. And they'd like to learn to have that for themselves.
Yeah.
And it's so wonderful that you did make such a healthy choice.
Yes. And we'll continue to do so.
Yeah. And with the channel, you'll have your own TV show.
Yes.
On the channel. So that's probably not till February. Beginning of February. And probably about the same for me. I'm not sure yet, but it's going to be soon. We're getting ready now. So,
yes.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. We've had such fun here. We know
we'll
continue having fun, but I'm just so thankful that you have your own vision and voice and you're not depending on me.
Yeah.
You know, I knew the day would arrive when we were interdependent, and that's what's happening. You know, we're together, but you have accepted not separating. It's never separate.
No.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, if I have to decide who's my competition, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. If I held somebody away that way, that's a part of me I'm holding away from me. I'm disowning that part.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. If I'm with other people in anything, it's going to be collaborative, not competitive.
Yeah.
And that's just a given.
Yeah.
And yes. I know that's not the way most business works, but I don't think competition has ever proved to be anything worthwhile, truthfully. I mean, sports, you know, there is that, but I don't know. It just
I feel you speaking into a field that I think that's changing. There's a lot more people who are willing to be in collaboration because everyone has a unique voice. Mm-hmm. And there are ways to collaborate with someone that the message may seem like it's similar, but there's enough of a difference where there's collaboration can happen.
Well, it enhances everybody's
Yes,
life.
It does.
It doesn't take away.
No.
It makes everyone better at what they do. So we watched that in the meeting this morning.
Yeah, we did.
It really is what's happening more and more today. So to be asked to write who my competitor is, it's like, you're kidding me.
No,
I'm going to be truthful about this. I cannot partake of this. No.
And I want to share how grateful, how joyful I am that you are in what you're in and having a streaming TV channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just,
woohoo. Well,
Go ahead.
No, I just want to say, you know, we met Ronnie 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Ronnie Tsunami, and he is a tsunami. I asked him today if he ever slept because he's on the go every minute. And Dr. Pat was the same.
Yeah.
You know, I think it takes that to be what Ronnie does and what Dr. Pat does.
Yeah.
I think it takes that. And I'm not sure I have that, but I sure do want to find out. And no time like jumping in.
That's right.
And their whole being to find out.
Let's just go. Yep.
Yeah. So, but there's a lot of help.
Yeah, there is.
And there are a lot of people who are coming in with new, new to the new as well. And so we have many helpers.
Yes.
Like we did here.
Yeah. And that's the beauty.
Yes, it is.
Makes it fun. And, you know, there is learning to be had with that, but it makes it fun and enjoyable and I think when you have that, when you have the help and you have the collaboration, you have the community, it makes a difference and it helps to give the energy for the work.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll all work together.
Yeah.
That's how it works for sure. And I trust that above all else.
I do too.
And that's what's happened here. You know, whenever we needed help, we got it. And
yeah,
that's
we did.
How it works.
Yes.
And it's all good.
Yeah, it is. It's very good. I am very grateful. So in having the channel, are there other aspects to that you are wanting to incorporate?
Well, this is TV, so a lot more visual videos and not all just talk, you know, with people, but there's going to be plenty of that. So, yeah, it's going to be whatever, it's, you know, it unfolds as, and I have visions for what can be, and I know I have plenty of help to
have
bring
that.
Those. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm already doing some studies and research and like I do.
Yes.
But mainly, I just find people easy to work with. You know, it's always been like that. And I love it. And when I worked for PBS, you know, the same was true. So I've had a lot of, Matt, you know, your brother, my son is in
broadcasting.
NBA broadcasting. So he's been in that field since he was six.
Yes, he has.
When he announced it at our table at dinner. But then he started when he was 18.
Yeah.
Actually on air. So it's been fun. And I always would look at him and say, yep, I have a son who broadcasts because that's what I do.
That's very true.
And then Jay, you know, and we did some broadcasting in high school and in, the play. When I was the playwright for the play.
The play, yes.
That was in theater. So, it's been an interesting life overall.
Yeah.
So far. So I think it's like everything comes together. All of these life happenings are not separated out. Mm-mm. They're all part of one whole package. Yeah. And they all come together when we need them.
Yes.
If we don't need it, it wouldn't. But if we do, it will.
Yeah.
Then that's really us having our faculties alive and awake and willing and really online.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about TV or computer.
Right. You have to have them in here.
Yeah. It's inside too.
Inside,
And being able to navigate with help. A lot to learn.
Yes, definitely.
Learning to, but I'm up for it. I love learning.
I'm up for it too. It's like, it gives life so much more depth when you're willing to learn.
Yeah.
And research And yet in that, having the breath to just bring in the information, but then be with it. Like you said, bring it into the unknowing so that it can come forth in a brand new way.
Yeah.
And I love what you said about your ease with people, because it kind of clicked inside of me that that's exactly the way that you've been with yourself, inside of yourself, all of your life, that ease and that flow and always an inquiry, always wanting to understand, needing to understand.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's a deep love.
Yeah, it is. And nobody was ever left out of it.
No. No, definitely not.
And that's the beauty also, JoJo. I know you've had to learn to come back into that. Because as a child, people would look at your dad and I and say, She knows no strangers. None of your children do. And I didn't know what in the world they were talking about. And I had to consider, what does that mean? Yeah. And I looked upon the three of you and I thought, that's true. Mm-hmm. They're very comfortable in themselves and they just are friendly with everyone. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was safe for that to happen. And it was safe for you all to run out after snack after school and go play in the field, mm-hmm. Play ball in the field. It was safe. It was all very safe. So it was different from today.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, children find ways today.
They do.
Find ways they definitely to play do. If they want to play. If they're, it's really good.
And what you just said about how none of us knew no strangers, I attribute that to the way we were raised and the tone you set in our home.
Yeah.
I mean, love was the center.
Yeah.
And so it was an easy segue to live from that, be in that, share that with whomever, each other.
Yeah. And you weren't
anyone that we went out into the community with.
And I didn't have any feeling like you were mine.
Right. No.
And there was just none of that. No. And I know that we were very aware when we had made a faux pas with one of you or all of you, and we would apologize to all three of you. And that was part of our being with you and listening to you. Mm-hmm. And so, it was a very communicative family we were. And that when you lost it, it was very odd to me because it was so in you. I mean, the doctors adored you. It was wild.
Yeah, it was in me.
Yeah.
And I understand today.
Yeah.
Many of the things that I've undergone in my life, I had to be in.
Yeah.
Because now I will understand better whoever is facing me.
Yes.
And I will have the love to be with them.
Yes.
To bring them into a new place.
Yeah.
From within their own being.
Yeah.
Much the way that you've done with me. It'll be different.
Yes.
But love being the center is what's most important.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what makes another person feel.
Yeah.
That they're loved or accepted. Yeah. People would always say to me, "You're so accepting." Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what they meant. I truly didn't know what they meant. When you live a certain way, it's like you're not thinking about how someone else sees you.
Right.
It's more just living your life. And when I heard that from so many different people from different walks of life, and I really began to ponder, what were they feeling? What were they saying to me? And I began to realize that, I am accepting, but that's just part of, that's who I am. So it wasn't, it's like a fish is in water, but doesn't know it's in water.
Right.
Well, that's
kind of
how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so words often make us come back home to wonder, what are they feeling or seeing? And I didn't realize that the way I love is that.
Yeah, it is.
And I learned, through other people, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I've said to you so often, because I've lived my life this way all my life, sometimes I just don't understand how to be with someone else for them to come into that kind of love or that kind of many people have systems and have ways to bring people, and I didn't. For me, it's every day in every possible way. It's the in-depth and the totally big picture. And so the inner workings is what, but that's not a system, it's a person.
Right.
So that's what I'm all about, is people.
Yeah.
And what do they need?
Yeah.
And how can I bring it? Mm-hmm. What is it that they need to hear? Mm-hmm. Not what I need to say.
Right.
Yes. What do they need to feel it, understand it for themselves in their own lives? Mm-hmm. And that, yeah. Yeah, I do that with me. So, of course, I do it with others. I mean, in this moment, I can say that out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's true because, and I've said this to you, that, yes, you are my mother. Yes. You brought me here to this earth. But for me, it has been so much more than that. Because you have, as we said earlier, brought me home. And yes, I had to be willing. But you brought me home to my spiritual acuity, my emotional stability, my mental clarity, and my psychological life intact. And yes, I had that as a child. Mm-hmm. And I lost my way. And the fact that I did have it as a child, I think, has helped for me mm-hmm. to understand it better now
yeah.
and fully embrace it and accept it and receive it and decide for this life every day. Mm-hmm. Every day is a decision for this mm-hmm. life. It isn't like I make the decision once and I'm done. No. In the old life, I didn't make the decision once and it was done.
No.
I kept making decisions that were harmful. So in order to change that patterning, I had to make this decision for my soul, this decision for my, to come into this.
Yeah.
And my heart and soul is like, I would like everyone to have this inside of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they do. It's underground or it's dormant. You know, people do have all the systems that work in their body or their network. And when the network is set, it's really easy to live from it.
Yes.
And so, but it's dormant. It isn't online yet. Like you.
Yeah.
And you know what, JoJo, I used to say to myself when I would be with you on the phone or when you lived in Seattle, I would say toward closer to the time that you came to Italy and came here, start paying attention to your childhood. Try yeah. to feel what your childhood
yeah, I remember felt that. Like.
And just that much.
Mm-hmm.
And when you began to do that, that's part of what mm-hmm. made you feel like you were drowning in that other life.
Yeah.
Because you began to connect with that wonder inside mm-hmm. of you. It was dormant. True. It wasn't, it didn't go anywhere. Away.
No, it just, yeah.
It was dormant inside mm-hmm. of you. Like a tree, you know, the sap in the winter goes down.
Yes.
And it, there's no energy. The tree looks, it's all fractals. You know, you can see all the branches and all of it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just dormant. When the spring comes, everything is so alive and beautiful, and mm-hmm. you know, so we can take from nature
yeah
whatever it is that will give us an understanding of mm-hmm. something in our own lives,
yes,
because it gives it to us all the time. But yeah, when you began to pay attention to mm-hmm. especially what you felt.
Yeah.
Because without feeling, mm-hmm. there's no healing.
Yeah.
And often, you know, it's love that heals for sure.
Yes.
But we have to be in touch with our feeling nature
mm-hmm.
for that love to be online mm-hmm. and for us to heal from it.
Yeah.
So you were, yeah. And I know that's what helped you
mm-hmm.
get to a place where you said, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I have to quantum entangle with.
Yeah. I was afraid to feel until I wasn't, but it's the love that I always received from you that mm-hmm. helped me to get to that place.
Yeah.
Where I could begin to really open.
And not close down
and
again.
And not close down again.
Because that's not uncommon to open and then close down, but then you begin to notice
yes
when you're closing down. Yeah. And that's part of the changes, you know, the transformation from within.
Yeah.
And it changes the way you are in the world. And it often doesn't take hold, though, right away, the change in the world. Mm-hmm. When you're in a continuum of changing yourself and your life, like you've been in, it didn't translate into the world until these past couple of 3 months.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's commonplace. Yeah. It's almost like you're on sabbatical,
mm-hmm.
and you can't manage to be in the world the way you ever have been.
Right.
And once that's your changes truth. Are more tangible to you, more online, more the word you always use, visceral.
Visceral, yes.
Feeling.
But so important to this, I know we're just about at the end of the show, but so important to this is sound. Like yeah. You have always said,
the word.
And I've received so much of that from you, but I had to be willing to speak the sound. And that's part of what has been the beauty of having this show, is speaking yeah. the things
yeah.
clearly without emotion, yeah. the things that needed to be spoken.
Yeah. We're going to watch truth. From the first.
Oh, goodness.
It's a wonder to behold. Are we brave enough?
Yes. Well, we have come to the end of this show. And I am extremely grateful to everyone at Transformation Talk Radio, Jessica, Dr. Pat, Lydia, Linda, and Kim.
Who did our and posters? Our
Kim.
That's what I thought. Okay. I wasn't sure.
And sharing in this with you. And to the listener, being here present with us.
It's been so wonderful. Yes. And everybody, have a happy holiday, whatever way you celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because there are so many ways today to celebrate
yes.
the solstice. Yes.
Yes. Happy holidays, everyone. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose.
Join us again
for life-affirming communication every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com so that you can bask in the rays of infinite love.
Access Soul Rhythm to tap into your real being, for your heartbeat in the rhythm of your soul.
Feel it guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love. For more information about
Julie O
and JoJo Rose, visit spaciousunknowingnetwork.com. That's spaciousunknowingnetwork.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.